USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Maryland Governor Larry Hogan term limited, the contest to replace him has drawn the attention of former President Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, even Oprah Winfrey is weighing in. Voters on Tuesday will choose nominees in statewide legislative and congressional races, also the pivotal governor's race. Hogan has endorsed former Labor and Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz. Trump has backed state legislator Dan Cox.
My campaign is to restore freedom to the free state. What's so wrong about that? Nothing.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger will testify in person during Thursday's made-for-TV, mostly partisan January 6 hearing. A judge in West Virginia has blocked authorities in the U.S. state from enforcing an abortion ban. A Kanawha County Circuit Court Judge Tara Salingo granted the Women's Health Center of West Virginia a preliminary injunction against the ban on Monday. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Iran has no respect for President Biden, snubbing him as they continue to develop their first nuclear bomb.
Iran can build a nuclear bomb if it wants. That's what a senior advisor to the Supreme Leader told Al Jazeera on Sunday. This as the Biden administration has been trying to work with Iran on an agreement to restrict Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Officials say the deal is basically finished.
It's up to Iran to see whether they're going to take it or not. We're going to continue to make sure we have the capability and the capacity in the region, military and otherwise, to deal with their destabilizing activities.
National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After nearly destroying last season's All-Star game based on fake election laws in Georgia, Major League Baseball is hoping you'll watch tonight's All-Star game at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, has blocked a push by the Biden administration and Democrats for another $1 trillion spending bill that will make inflation even worse. Senator Marsha Blackburn applauds Manchin's stance on Newsmax.
Biden just cannot spend enough money. He continues to push what he is trying to spend. Now, he spent $4 trillion on COVID, and he's wanting to add another trillion to it. And, Rob, every economist around says the spending needs to stop because it, along with energy, are the primary drivers of inflation. Well, we know that it is not a good idea. We know that this is going to continue to drive up inflation. People that I talk with say 9.1%. They're not looking at the things we spend our money on. When you go to the grocery store, when you go to fill up the tank, you have your prices through the roof.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is backing Karen Taylor Robson in Arizona's Republican gubernatorial primary, going against former President Trump's endorsement. Pence is expected to campaign with Robson, a housing developer, on Friday. And that's the same day that Trump is set to hold a rally for former TV news anchor Carrie Lake and her Arizona gubernatorial run. The winner of the August 2nd Republican primary will likely become the state's next governor. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.